Hello, my beautiful people. This is Kayla Ware, your host of Talk With Me, Walk With Him. And today is going to be one of our devotional episodes. I actually already had this posted last week as one of the blogs on the website, which, by the way, I do have a website now. Glory to God. It is talkwithmewalkwithhim.org. And on the website, you will find any videos that are posted to YouTube. You will also find all of the podcasts. So far, I have Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and an RSS feed if you would just like to click on that. And I also do post blogs for just about every episode. So anytime an episode comes out, if you're not able to listen to it, or you just prefer to read it, however, you can just go on the website and that blog will be posted once again. That is talkwithmewalkwithhim.org. But yes, back to what I was saying. This blog was posted a few days ago. I was actually going to wait until I had the podcast episode posted, but I was just extremely anxious because it was just something that was already on my heart, and I wanted to go ahead and just share it for the readers that we do have out there. But I was doing my Bible readings, and I came across Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8. That is what really stuck out to me. So that's what today's devotion was going to be on. So, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 7 through 8 reads, "In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverence. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered." Now, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, not only prayed to God, but with loud cries and tears. Ponder on that for a second. Jesus himself. Jesus came from heaven to this lowly earth just to be made like us and suffer daily on this planet. And not once did he complain. Not once did he question God. And even he had to learn from his sufferings. This is one of the many reasons why we are to be like Christ. Life is going to get hard, and it's inevitable that we are sometimes knocked on our faces. But God sent Christ here as an example to us, and I can guarantee that our Lord and Savior endured much more throughout his 33 years of life than we could ever imagine. Yet he still made it through. He trusted in God every single waking moment of his life. He used his sufferings as stepping stones and kept pressing on. So I want to ask you today, are you behind on bills? Take it to God. Are you miserable at your job? Take it to God. Unhappy in your relationship or marriage? Take it to God. Do you have a wayward child or a wayward friend? Take it to God. There is nothing he can't handle nor fix for us. We just have to trust him with it the same way Christ did. Cry, yell, even scream if you have to. He will hear you either way. He wants to hear from you. Thank you for talking with me. Let's walk with him.